So settling in, settling into this moment, this experience. Perhaps releasing whatever might be getting in the way of settling in a relaxed way, without this feeling that we have to get rid of stuff. Just softening. To sit and know you're sitting. Perhaps noticing the sensations of breathing. The movement of the abdomen, the chest, the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Feeling the rhythm of breathing, this rhythm of life, this rhythm that is with us all the time. as I said this morning, we might notice the release that happens at the end of an exhale. Might be really subtle, might be small. This release that naturally happens again and again. And as we're settling in, noticing the body, noticing the breath, we may also notice that there are some emotions. It might be obvious, might be not so obvious. It might not feel like there are emotions also. But it's not uncommon for humans to have a certain amount of desire. Desire for food. Desire for some escapism, entertainment, sexual fantasy, imagining something we're going to purchase. Or maybe there's some other emotion that is present for you. And if the emotion isn't clear, that's okay. Can we just be content with the vagueness of it? We don't need to know it exactly. I'm going to talk a little bit about emotions. Just to offer some support. Maybe it's not relevant for you at this moment. Maybe it is. If there is a certain amount of clarity or recognition, yes, there is an emotion here. Sad, happy, curious, bored, irritated, anxious, confident. there's a certain way in which, by naming the dragon, so to speak, the dragon loses its power. Heard of these stories. So clearly recognizing the emotion helps to release any clinging or stickiness that might be associated with it. Without straining, without striving. But can we just allow that emotion to be there without adding any second arrows? Just allowing it to be there. This isn't necessarily easy, but just to let it be. Without adding anything extra. Even if it doesn't match our preferences. Can we allow it to be there, releasing any aversion or pushing away? We might discover that if we allow an emotion or any experience, really, if we get disentangled, release our entanglement, we might discover that the emotion fades away. Then we might notice the ending of that emotion, the release of that emotion. Of course, it's not so easy. There are so many ways in which we get ensnared, tangled up with our experiences, our emotions. So it can be really helpful to feel that emotion in the body. Maybe the happiness has an expansive feeling in the chest. Maybe sadness has some pressure behind the eyes and heaviness in the shoulders. Maybe fear has an increased heart rate. Can we feel the emotion in the body? And then be with the bodily experience. A little bit more tangible, a little bit easier to experience, perhaps. To recognize an emotion, to allow it to be there, to perhaps feel it in the body as a support, and also to, as best we can, to tease apart the emotion and our response to that emotion. Do we have aversion to sadness? Do we have a holding on to, grasping, clinging to happiness? Teasing apart the first arrow from the second arrow, if you will. The arrow of the experience. I offer this as potential support, as a tool and a toolkit. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe it's not appropriate. Maybe it feels too busy. Maybe sometimes it's great support. Recognize allow, feel in the body, tease apart the first arrow from the second arrow, the first experience from our reaction to that experience. We might recognize that these different ways of approaching an emotion and experience create the conditions in which releasing might happen. If so, can we notice the releasing, the endings, and can we notice just the moment after when there is a sense of a little bit more freedom, a little bit more space, maybe a little bit more love. So Nikki and I have been talking about noticing the experiences in the body, noticing the breath. And of course, notice our emotions, our inner life, in just the same way. We can see that perhaps the beginnings, the middle, and the end. The arising, the releasing. But emotions can be quite powerful. So it can be helpful to have some tools to help us, to support us, particularly with emotions. They're an integral part of our life. They're an important part of our life. We don't want to exclude them from our practice. We don't want them to overwhelm us. So I offer, can we recognize, even if it is vague or diffuse, maybe even just to recognize there's some vague, diffuse thing. Maybe it's obvious, maybe it's not obvious. To allow it to be there as best we can. Open ourselves to that experience as best we can and in a way that feels appropriate. And in order to support this allowing, it can be really helpful to feel it in the body. In some ways, to translate the mental experience or this complicated experience, this potentially charged experience, to translate it into noticing the physical aspects of that experience. All of our emotions have physical correlates, whether we're really aware of them or tuned into them. But we all know that sensations in the body move a little bit slower, maybe a little bit more clear. Maybe a little bit more tangible, something that we can rest the awareness on. And it can also be really helpful for this allowing to tease apart the emotion itself from our reaction to the emotion. And we might find that we have some anger. I'm just making this up, anger. And then we have aversion to the anger. Then we have aversion to the aversion to the anger. And then we have the aversion to the aversion to the aversion to the anger. And it doesn't matter where we wake up in this, if it's the 463rd aversion, desire, whatever it is, just to kind of like tease them apart stops the momentum and helps us to be with the allowing. And the allowing creates the conditions for the releasing. Recognize, allow, feel, tease. R-A-F-T. Dare I say, it's a raft. The risk of being a little cheesy, could say that this is something that could help carry us, we can build and help carry us over the tumultuous water to get to the other side, to get to where it's a little more safe, maybe a little bit less dukkha. And then, of course, we put it down. We release it when it's no longer helpful. You might find your own version of rafts. I'm just offering this one as something to help when we feel like there's this flood of emotions. And again, emotions are a beautiful, integral part of the human experience. We don't want to feel like we have to get rid of them. We don't have to make them be otherwise. But can we have them be a rich, beautiful part of our lives, supportive part of our lives? Love, of course, is an emotion, right? Compassion, care, this warmth. But emotions are also associated sometimes with terrible experiences in our lives. So can we just have some tools to be with the whole range, all aspects of our experience? And it's natural that we notice the beginnings of things. When something new arises, our physiology is designed to notice. Oh, is that a threat? Is this familiar, unfamiliar? It's perfectly natural that we notice the beginnings. It's not as natural or easy maybe to notice the endings. And so part of what Nikki and I are pointing to in this retreat is, can we notice the releasing, the endings as well? And not only that, maybe the beat right after the releasing, and notice if this might be terribly subtle. Maybe I shouldn't use that word terribly. This might be very subtle. But to notice the freedom, the spaciousness, the ease that follows some releasing. And with that, we can gain familiarity, gain confidence, gain experience. Oh yeah, things end. Everything ends. We know this is a core aspect of existence. Things that have the nature to be born have the nature to die. Things that have the nature to arise have the nature to pass away. So I'm wishing you a day today, some practice to really sink in, allow the practice to support you. And especially the continuity. We have these meal breaks. If you're on the Pacific Coast, it coordinates with meals. Maybe it's not exactly for meals where you are. But just notice how you spend your time when we're not here in the hall. And an encouragement, why not? You're here on retreat, why not give it a go to have some of this continuity, the walking, and even if you're preparing meals, washing dishes, can you do that in a way in which the retreat gets expressed through dishwashing? The retreat gets expressed through chopping vegetables or whatever it is you might do if you're caring for others in your household. Can that also be an expression of the retreat? Not something separate or different or some secret thing that you're doing, but instead just folding it all in is one way to think about it, or maybe releasing the idea that only certain things are part of retreat practice. Okay, so with a sincere wish, you to allow your practice to support you in this day. And for some of you, there'll be practice discussions in just almost 20 minutes. And then again, in maybe an hour and a half, it's another set. Then we'll see you back here, all of us, at 2:30. On this, I like saying this word, on this side of the continent. Nikki was talking about the earth. We can kind of think of the continent on this particular bit of earth. Thank you.